Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned into Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen Catesy, Kwikwetlem, and Stola First Nations lands. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of this place. We thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and wouldn't you know it, I have been doing radio for about maybe just over or just under 8 years this week. That's right, I think the first time I went on air was definitely in 2018. I don't exactly remember if it was late April or early May, but it was either one of those, which means your girl is 8 years old. Yay! Happy birthday to me. Today, I want to talk to you about some thoughts and reflections that I've had about doing radio for 8 years, because you know, I can't be where I am now without you, right? I'm sure you realize, right? When you make the conscious decision, or maybe not so conscious, you're just like, hey, the hell with it, why not? And you tune into Typically Tuesdays, you are giving me a platform to talk on my soapbox about various different subjects that are lighthearted and or kind of heavy. But you were giving me that space to do that because you were tuning in. Without you, I would be shouting into a void. Can you imagine shouting into a void for 8 years, almost every week for 8 years? That's a little bananas, right? And I would say like, hey, that's me. I'm the problem. That's me. But I'm not the problem. And there's no problem here at all, because you are here with me. You are just as much of an integral part of community radio, of Typically Tuesdays, as I could be, as the radio station could be. So thank you so much for tuning in to Typically Tuesdays, and thank you so much for making CJSF a part of your routine, a part of who you are. In light of this, yeah, I thought about two stories that I've been reflecting on that sort of made me get sentimental and sappy about doing community radio and volunteering for this organization. And also, more importantly, kind of the role that you play in my life. As a community radio programmer and volunteer. So, if you're ready for some emotions and lots of gratitude, stick around for the show. We're gonna get sappy up in here. On the playlist, we have got a variety of new songs and some songs that are older. Some of it is about friendship and, you know, just like, wow, community. Some of it is just new songs that I liked and that I want you to take a listen to. This is what you signed up for when you tuned in. Thank you. Let's get started with one of my favorite songs. Probably, yeah. probably one of my favorite songs that was released last year. It was right off of Lucy Dacus' album Forever is a Feeling. If you were a regular listener of Typically Tuesdays last year, you know how much I love that album. And Modigliani is, I think, actually my favorite track in the entire record. It is about her friendship with Phoebe Bridgers. And I don't know, it makes me a little bit weepy because in the song, it is as much of a love song as many of the other tracks are in this album. She talks about how fond she is of her friendship with Phoebe and how much she cares for her. There's this line that I love, and it goes, "You make me homesick for places I've never been before. How'd you do that?" And whenever I think about, oh god, I'm getting emotional. Whenever I think about my friends, that is such a feeling that I feel like to my core. How did you make me yearn for you? How did you make me want you to be by my side all the time? Yeah, I love that. When you have these great relationships, that's how you think of those people. And that's kind of how I think about you too. My listener of Typically Tuesdays. Oh, I'm getting weepy. Let's just cry to the tunes, shall we? Here's Lucy Dacus with Modigliani.
Loving father, friend and son, printed backwards on my shoulder blade from leaning back on a plaque on a bench. I carry David's name until it fades. Why does it feel significant? Why do I have to tell you about it? Trying to fall asleep, back flat on the floor, while you were eating continental breakfast in Singapore. You make me homesick for places I've never been before. How'd you do that? How's tomorrow so far?
vérité qui abat le jour. Nul besoin de parler, le vent est sourd. Te rappelles-tu ce temps liquide? J'ai
was Fleur de Peau with Pale Seeds here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie, and shout out to Josh from Indica Records for sending me a pre-release copy of Fleur de Peau's latest record, Parachute. It's really good. I've been listening to it a lot while I work, and now you can do that as well because they just released it on Friday. I'm really looking forward to playing more of the tracks on Typically Tuesdays in the future. So thank you so much, Josh, for connecting with me. Remember, if you are an independent musician and you want your music to be aired on Typically Tuesdays, you can reach out to me. I am typicallytuesdays@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on the Instagrams. Wow. Yeah, I'm an old person. I'm at Typically Tuesdays on Instagram. Additionally, of course, if you are like, I want to send this to Leslie, but I'm not sure if she'll really like it and she might not play it on her show, and I want there to be actually an even wider audience that it reaches for people who don't just listen to Typically Tuesdays, you can send it over to our music department, where our volunteers at the radio station will be able to get their hands on it. Your music will be added onto our library's digital archives, and it will be in our rotation for 6 weeks for airtime. So you can send that over to cjsfmusc@sfu.ca. As I promised, today I'm telling you two stories. Both are about community radio, as I'm celebrating my 8 years of doing this volunteer thing, which I love so much. The first story is a little bit more about how you, specifically you, the listener, have positively impacted my life. For me, it's questionable on my friends and family, but we'll talk a little bit more about that as I proceed with this tale. So if you've listened to Typically Tuesdays for a while, you might know that I really like idols, girl groups, and I like idol girl groups. It is a deep interest of mine, and it is actually not something that I have felt very comfortable expressing interest in for a very long time. It was something that I felt I couldn't be open about because of a lot of internalized misogyny and lesbophobia. The first thing being, you know, a lot of these idol groups are marketed towards straight men, and it kind of, like, their marketing kind of made me feel alienated as a woman. I just didn't really feel like I belonged in those spaces, in those fandom spaces. But the other thing was also that because of the way that these groups are marketed, I was afraid that if people knew about my interest in them, they would make assumptions about me because of my sexuality. And so for most of my idol loving years, so for God, basically 2 decades, I really hid this part of myself. I tried to keep my interest in it vague. It was something that I didn't really feel comfortable opening up about, even with my friends in real life, and even with my parents, like with my family. You had to be very, very special to have access to my Tumblr account, essentially. It is through making community radio that I have felt more comfortable sharing this side of me with other people, particularly my friends and family. Because when I started to make shows for Typically Tuesdays that had more of my interest in idols sprinkled throughout it, or I made shows that were focused specifically on idols, I ended up getting a lot of really positive feedback from you, the listener. Actually, based on the feedback that I have received, most of you don't really know what an idol group is or what an idol performer is at all. But you enjoyed the music that I played, but you were interested in the type of critical commentary that I had for that particular industry, but you became interested in this group that I was talking about but you were really engaged with the interview that I did with a particular performer. And it made me so excited to keep sharing this interest with other people and to connect on that level where it's gone beyond just pleasantries and sort of like vague general world things or like very relatable items, but to be more personal and be like, hey, this is like this topic that I'm really interested in and I want to tell you all about it. I couldn't have done that without you. And more importantly, I wouldn't have felt the sense of confidence and comfort that I feel now sharing this interest with other people without you. 8 years ago, when I first started doing community radio, if you told me like, actually, you know, that people will tune into your show and they will really be interested sometimes in what you have to say about your niche interest, which is idols, I would have been like, you're lying to me. These people think that I am weird and creepy. And yet, here we are at a time where I truly feel so much joy in my friendships because I've been able to tell my friends about this part of myself and they haven't shunned me. They tease me about it for sure, but they're like, that's just Leslie, you know, this is just her like little hobby that she does that makes up just one aspect of this interesting person. Of course, one of the other joys of being able to share my love of idols on Typically Tuesdays is that I've been able to connect with a lot of other creative people who also have similar interests or who are performers themselves. Being able to share their work on Typically Tuesdays has been so fulfilling for me, because most, if not all, of the idol performers who I've been able to interview for Typically Tuesdays are also doing it themselves. And so from one DIYer to the other, we're able to share our thoughts about the joys of having control of our creative work and what that work really looks like. We're able to connect with each other on just how much passion it takes to put together something DIY. And that seems to be something that you are also very interested in. Hence all of the praise that you have given me on Typically Tuesdays. And hence why you keep tuning in. I know you have great taste because you're listening to 90.1 FM, but it's also really cool to know that, like, even if your tastes aren't quite the same as mine, in that, like, we don't love the same type of music, we might not both love the same type of performance, you're willing to sit with and to try to learn about something that you are not all that familiar with. I think about how that, like, kind of, like, is paralleled in my personal relationships with other people, my friends and family. Like, my mom, up until a few months ago, had no idea that I was into idols. She knew that I was, like, into some kind of, like, nerdy interest. She didn't know to the extent what it was. And now that she does, I just, you know, she probably thinks it's a little bit weird, but I feel like there's this kind of weight that has been lifted off of my shoulders. Like, I don't have to hide this part of myself from her. I don't really have to hide about this part of myself from my friends either, because they know about my deep love for certain idol groups and who my favorite member is and why I like them. And guess what? They have not left me. They think that I'm silly and weird, but they also know that, like, Leslie also thinks I'm silly and weird for the thing that I liked too. That's fine. That's amazing. That's one of the great things about community radio, is that it makes you learn about yourself more, and it gives you this avenue to explore your self-expression and to find more confidence in yourself. But we can't do that as programmers without you, without your listenership. It's the feedback that you give us. It's the positive comments and maybe, you know, areas of improvement that we could work on, that you tell us about. But more importantly, it is you just being here and listening to what we have to say. Sometimes it might not resonate. Sometimes you'll be like, okay, this is kind of weird, but I enjoy the music, whatever. And sometimes it hits so hard that you write in. And you tell us, I don't know anything about idols, but now I kind of want to become one. It's like, wow, you really made my week. Thank you so much for being here, for being a part of this kind of personal journey, I guess. And being such a key player in this personal aspect about myself. More importantly, thank you for tuning into Typically Tuesdays, whether or not you know about idols, whether or not you care about them, because every time you tune into a community radio show, you are instilling in that host, it could be me, it could be somebody else on a different time slot, you are instilling that sense of self-assuredness and confidence within us that we can take beyond the airwaves. And when we do have that confidence and we bring that on to our show for you, we know that we are doing our very best to make a show that engages you specifically. You make us who we are. Thank you so much for being here with me. That's the first story that I'm going to tell about my 8 years of radio. And after this music break, we will listen to the second story, which may or may not have something to do with a subject of this next song. This is the latest from Beatrice Deer. Her album called Inuit Legend just came out a few weeks ago. I've also been listening to this while I've been working and commuting. It is amazing, and I will definitely be playing more of it on the show. But here is the track off of that record called Falcon and the Woman, and I hope you enjoy it here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Biggie got so I love Hi everyone, my name is Fahima Jalili. I am the host of Free Voices every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Listeners, you mean a lot to us. Simply, I just want to thank you all.
I'm Liz, and I broadcast on Saturdays from 9 to 10 p.m. My listeners are my friends, whether I've met them in person or not. Being social creatures, people want to talk to each other and share stories, and meaningful social interactions with our friends make our days better. It means a lot to me to spend an hour every week with my friends, chatting and listening to music. Thank you for tuning in.
loved that. That's Coucou Comment Ça Va by Comment De Beau here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Tomoyo Konosaki Mo Zutto by Ketsumeshi, which is all about friendship. And I didn't realize that it's also the ending theme to one of the seasons of Crayon Shinchan, which is a long-running anime series about a little boy who is a menace to society. to put in very brief terms. But yeah, you're listening to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie, and we're celebrating 8 years of doing community radio. It's about 8 years. It's probably 8 years. It's like either right under or right over 8 years. I don't know that it's right on 8 years, but it's been 8 years since I've been doing community radio. And as I promised today, I'm telling two stories about how great community radio is. One of them I just told earlier today. It is about confidence and feeling more comforted in yourself and who you are, thanks to the kind listenership of a community radio listener. But this next story takes us to a tale about the medium instead. Why is community radio so great and so good? And this is the story of why I continue to do it. I was birding last week over at Maplewood Flats. It is the home of the Wild Bird Trust of BC, and there are just a bunch of birds on that wetland park. It's amazing. It is one of my very favorite places in the world because bird is abundance. But it is also a place that I love so much because it really forces me to take a moment and just be. If you've been a longtime listener of Typically Tuesdays, you are kind of already might have heard this a lot before, but one of the things that I love about birding is that it forces you to be very mindful of your senses and your surroundings. You have to slow down when you bird. You are not going to get anywhere without patience, essentially. One of the things that I love about community radio sort of parallels why I love birding so much. It's because you have to do it yourself. You have to, you know, learn how to make a good radio show, learn how to become a good storyteller, learn how to even like put together an entertaining, interesting playlist. And all of that is slow. If you want your radio show to be good, you do it by taking one step at a time. And you pick up new skills for production, and you talk to new people to interview. And it is really about being very present in what you are making. And who you do that for and why you do that is all dependent on the type of relationship that you want to build with your listener. Similarly, in birding, you have to slow down. You have to be mindful because you have to take into consideration the type of relationship that you want to have with nature and with the beings in those places that you were exploring. As I was thinking about this last week out at Maplewood Flats, I came across this one area that is quite popular on the trail. It's essentially like this barricaded lookout, I guess, right over the creek that runs parallel to a bit of the trail. And that is a place that's also covered in shrubs and trees. There are so many little songbirds that flutter about over there. Lots of black-cat chickadees, spotted towhee, lots of song sparrows, fox sparrows, and your occasional red-winged blackbird. It's really beautiful there. Every time I take a new person to Maplewood Flats to, like, force my hobby onto them, I guess, that is their favorite spot. We spend so much time dwelling there. When I go by myself, I'm spending lots of time sitting there and just looking out. And sometimes looking out at the creek as well and seeing the great blue herons and the kingfishers that are over around the creek. But because this area of the trail is so populated by birds, one thing that people who visit the park often do is they leave bird seed there. And they bring their children and they tell their kids to, like, hold the bird seed out in their hand so that the birds will come feed off of them and stuff. I understand the appeal. Obviously, getting very up close with birds is very exciting, and being able to see a lot of birds is obviously very exciting. But there are explicit rules at Maplewood Flats to essentially follow the leave no trace principles, like to not feed the birds, because it's actually not very good for the environment. It's not good to have the birds, like, become dependent on humans for food either. And it can attract other wildlife that could disrupt the habitat there. Nevertheless, every single time I go to Maplewood Flats, that is a spot that's covered in birdseed. If you stay long enough on the trail and you go back to that area after walking past it, all the birds have already eaten all of the birdseed. And lo and behold, in my experience at least, even more birds come out when there's little to no birdseed left in that area. I'm not an ornithologist, I'm not a biologist, zoologist, and so on, but I always find it really interesting because it makes me feel as though, like, actually the presence of these very eager humans might actually make the birds feel some type of way. Maybe a little bit uncomfortable, maybe not as safe or something like that. I can't help but to think about how feeding birds at Maplewood Flats is kind of like commercial radio. Now, I'm not trying to rag on commercial radio necessarily, right? Like, we can all enjoy a top 40 hit. That's fine. But the way that commercial radio, have you ever noticed? It can feel so shallow. It can feel so actually not personable, because the host is really focused on just playing the top hits and playing ads, which help the station keep its lights on and helps the investors continue to invest in that radio station. But how often do you listen to a commercial radio program and you hear actually engaging, interesting topics that you aren't already hearing all the time? They're talking about the weather, they're talking about the traffic, great, important things. They're talking about mundane things that kind of have, like, no heft to them. And it makes me wonder, as a person who makes community radio, what is the type of relationship that these hosts of community radio, these producers of community radio, or not, these hosts of commercial radio, and these producers of commercial radio want to build with their listener? One that is simply transactional, perhaps. perhaps. The content of it just feels so manufactured. The stories that are being told feel so incredibly produced and just staged. That's how I kind of feel going to Maplewood Flats and doing my birding, you know? When I get to that little place where people leave the birdseed, it feels staged. People are taking their opportunity to, like, lure the birds out to just have their little moment. But it's not good for the environment there. It's not good for the habitat there. It's not good for the birds. Instead, when you walk through other parts of the trail where there's no bird seed because people think that those spots are boring, those are actually often the places that are the most interesting. You stop and you take a moment to listen, really listen, to smell and taste the air at Maplewood Flats, and to watch how the leaves are shimmering in the trees. And then you hear the crunching of small footsteps. When you look down on the trail, when you look down by your feet on the sides of the trail, all around you, if you are quiet and patient enough, if you are there with the intent of being with nature, not controlling it, not luring any of it out, but being with nature, all around you, suddenly, there are birds everywhere. On the trail, walking right beside you, zooming right past your head. It is so exciting and beautiful to experience that when you are birding in that kind of mindful way, in that what I would consider maybe like a more relational way. And that's how I really feel truly about making community radio a lot of the times. When I come into making a new show every week, I'm trying to think about the type of relationship that we have and what the show is going to do for our relationship. How am I going to engage you? Potentially, what could you take away from listening to that program? And you know, I do that because that is what I can do to repay you. What I can do to repay you for listening to my show is to make sure that every week I have a show that is of some kind of substance. Maybe my head is not fully in it. Maybe there's something else going on. But I want to make sure that you feel engaged when you're listening to the program. And it is with, you know, a lot of gratitude that I know that through this type of maybe natural birding methodology of of making community radio, I am able to engage you each week with what I'm making on Typically Tuesdays. Because you're here, you're sitting and listening to my show. You are certainly going about your day. But we are sharing the same space together. You have allowed me into your space in the same way that those spotted towhees and the song sparrows at Maplewood Flats allow me to be in their space, in the same way that the Anna's hummingbirds let me watch them with patience and wonder in their homes. That is kind of the relationship that we have right now. You are a bird. Wow. Have you ever considered? You are a bird. That's amazing. Thank you. And like a bird, I love you so much because you really take the time to listen to this program. Despite how weird I might be, you're like, hey, Leslie does something. She's interesting. I want to listen to Typically Tuesdays today. I want to listen to today's episode of the show. that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me wanting to go back to Maplewood Flats. That relationship of being with birds. That's what makes me want to keep making community radio. This relationship with you. Thank you for being a part of Typically Tuesday's story. Thank you for being a part of my story as a community radio programmer. And thank you so much for being a part of CJSF's community. We can't do this without you. You mean the world to us. Seriously. And I know you got good taste. I know you love grassroots, just thoughts on the world. If you tune into Typically Tuesdays, I know that you love community arts. If you listen to Typically Tuesdays, I know that you just love good music and some birding facts sometimes if you listen to Typically Tuesdays, because you got great taste and you like the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for listening this week to Typically Tuesdays as I close off the program today. 8 years. Thank you for celebrating with me. Thank you for being here. I'm going to close off the show today with one final song. You should tune into more great CJSF radio, of course. Listen to Beats and Eats every Thursday from 1 to 2. Nicole, who is our public affairs coordinator, talks about great music and great food. And each week she shares a recipe that is 5 ingredients or less. Take it from her. She's like a professional chef. I think she literally is a professional chef. Take it from her. You know, it's a great show. Beats and Eats every Thursday from 1 to 2 here on 90.1 FM CJSF. The final song today, it's going to feel like a really sappy, but like, listen, I like this song. And I think everybody at the radio station here at 90.1 FM would sing it to you specifically, because you just make so much of who we are. This is a track that I really love off of an album that I just, it's one of my favorites. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Dolly Parton with Highlight of My Life. Oh, super sappy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you again very soon.
Hello there, listeners. This is Connor from the music department here at CJSF 90.1 FM, just chiming in to say thank you for listening to CJSF.